Thank you so much for being here. This is your first time here. I know you've already been welcome. Let me add my voice of welcome to you as well. If it's been a while, welcome. If you're here all the time here, welcome. To Rachel, welcome. To me, welcome. Everybody's welcome, aren't they? How many of you just love it that you get to have a wonderful relationship with the living God? A relationship where you can feel, experience His presence, that you can receive His help and His support, and you can talk to Him, and He listens, and He can talk to you, and you sometimes listen. Or am I just talking to me? To listen or not to listen, that is the question of the message today. Now, God speaks to us in many different ways, doesn't He? There's no one way that God speaks to us. He speaks to us when you read the Bible. He speaks to us when you're listening to preaching. He speaks to you when the Holy Spirit whispers something in your heart. He speaks to you when prophetically a gift of the Holy Spirit is in operation. He speaks to you maybe through godly counseling, and He even speaks to you in circumstances, the stuff of life. If you will listen, you can hear God speaking to you. Recognizing God's voice and listening and then doing what our God has asked us to do, those are the lessons that we need to learn. I've got just a couple of verses I'm going to share with you before we really get into the meat of the sermon today. But in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, it says this: whether you turn to the right or you turn to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk you in it. Guess what? When that voice is speaking, you've got to what? Say, listen. When that voice comes to you, if you will listen for it, right, you will hear Him speak. And then in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 2 and 3, it says it very plainly, listen, listen. It says it twice. When my wife says something to me twice like that, I take notice. And the Bible sometimes does it, and we know, we understand that when it's doubling up the effect, it's like writing it in capitals, it's saying it loud, listen, listen to me, give ear to me, says God, and come to me and hear me, and if you do, your soul will live. That's a great benefit, result for having listened to God. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, faith comes by hearing, or if you like, when you come to look at the real meaning of that, the Greek in that, it means to listen. It means to listen and learn. Listen and learn. Faith comes by listening and learning, by hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word of Christ. One final verse just for this bit. In John 10, 27, it says, my sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. If you're a good sheep of the sheepfold of the shepherd, then you will learn how to listen to His voice. You'll recognize His voice compared to all the other voices that are out there. There's a lot of voices out there. I always want to tell you something, though, right at the beginning. God has got a lot He wants to say to you. There's things about you, about your life, about your past, about your now, and about your future that God wants to whisper. About your life, about your marriage, about your family, about your health, about your finances, about your purpose. God's got something to say about all of those things. The problem is, we all talk too much. I think God sometimes wants to say to me when I come and spend time in His presence, oh, be quiet. Let me talk. Let me talk. Let me say something. It's important to listen. The truth of it is that we do listen, but very often we listen to the wrong people. We listen to gossip because it's saucy. We listen to ungodly people who've got an axe to grind because they're spirited about it. We listen to influencers whose lives themselves are anything but desirable as an example to follow, and yet we listen to them. We listen to famous people and actors and songs, you know, the songs, the popular songs. Listen to the words that they're singing. And you would not always want to live your life by the words of some of those songs. And I'm suggesting to us today, we need to listen to God. So when I came to find the message that I was supposed to bring today, because this is where we're going, I spent some time and I said to God, okay, God, I'm listening. What do you want me to preach about on this Sunday? It's a couple of weeks ago. And God gave me the title, Listen, God has got something to say. That was the title. So that came into my imagination. I didn't hear it as a big voice. If I'd have heard it as a big voice behind me, I would have probably been in hospital later, because it would have, that must be an awesome thing to hear the voice of God like that. I never have heard the voice of God like that, but God does speak to me. So he impressed something upon my imagination. I spent a couple of days checking it out. It didn't go away, so I felt very strongly that was the message. So then I said, okay, I'm going to listen now. How do you want me to preach about this subject? What do you want me to do? You know, I thought, oh, immediately I said, yes, Samuel, speak, Lord, for your servant listens. And I felt God shaking his head and say, it's a good passage, but that's not what I want you to talk about. And then I thought about the Revelation passage about he who's got ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. You've got to be careful your H's there, haven't you? How many of you know that a lot of Yorkshire people get their H's in the wrong place? And I've become an adopted Yorkshire man. Let him hear who's got ears to hear. Let him hear what it is. And I felt God shake his head on me and say, no, that's not what I'm going to talk to you about today. We need to listen because God's got something to say. And I said, well, what do you want to say? And I felt God say to me something like this. When you read the Bible, listen. Don't just read the Bible for information. Read to listen. When you read the Bible, listen. Because it's God speaking to you. And I felt God say to me, really strong impression that I checked out for a couple of days, that said, tell people to listen about who I am. Because if people will listen to who I am, they'll find the answers to every single one of their problems. And I spent a little bit of time thinking, God, well, who are you then? That I might know him. Who are you? And then I got it. There are in the Bible, in the Old Testament, well, there's many more than this, but it's often called that there are 10 specific names in the Bible that God is called. The biggest one is called, and it's number one, Elohim. Elohim. Now, these are pretty well Hebrew words. And that is the name of God. It's the name that refers to the Almighty God. About his incredible power, about his might, about there's only one supreme God, the true God, the far above all God, the sovereign God, the creator God. So I'll give you an example in Genesis chapter 1. I'm just going to give you one verse on all of these 10 points that we're going to rattle through now. It says, in the beginning, God. You read it in the Hebrew Bible, it'll say, in the beginning, Elohim. In the beginning, God. And it's about 2,000 times in the Bible, God is referred to as Elohim. And what you're basically saying, Almighty God. Now, I'm going to ask us to listen to who he is today. He is to you, Elohim. He is the Almighty God. Stop listening to the negative thoughts of someone lesser, the devil, people, the news, or whatever, and listen to the one who is greater, the Almighty. Listen to Elohim. What do you hear when you hear the word Elohim, the Almighty God? We need to hear something that says, because he is the Almighty God, it's okay. It's okay. Elohim. And then the second one that we're going to look at in this is Yahweh. Yahweh. Now the name Yahweh means Lord, and it comes from two words, I am. Do you remember Moses said, you know, when I go to Moses, who do I say, tell me? And he said, you tell him I am has sent you. He's basically saying Yahweh. And that means, you know, we need to understand the self-existing Lord of Lords. That's who he is. He is the authorities. He's in charge. He does not require anybody else to be who he is. That's Yahweh. He is self-existent. He is the absolute pinnacle of everything. It comes, I am. So let's take a verse in Exodus chapter 6, verse 6. It says, I am the Lord. Now the word, it just says Lord in English, but if you were reading it in the Hebrew, it's the I am Yahweh. And I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will set you free from being slaves to them. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with the mighty acts of judgment. Why could God say that he would do that to the children of Israel when they were oppressed in Egypt? Why could he do that? Because he is Yahweh. He is the I am. He doesn't have to go and consult anybody. It's not a committee meeting. It's not some sort of hierarchy. He is the hierarchy. He is God. He is Yahweh. Amen. And what he says, he can do because he is the I am. So I'm inviting you, listen. What does it mean when I say, speak Yahweh into your, to your life? The I am says, I am with you. The Yahweh says to you, there's nothing that can stop me because I have all authority. I am Lord. I don't submit to anybody or anything. Whatever's going on in your life right now, Yahweh is there for you. Listen. Listen, he's Elohim. He's the Almighty God. Listen. Listen. You see, sometimes we get caught up that it's very spooky about listening to God. Just read the Bible and listen. Read the Bible when you listen. He is the great Elohim, and he is also the great Yahweh, who is and has all authority and submits to nobody else except for to himself. The third name is Abba. Now, not the music group. That was before some of your time, wasn't it? But the word Abba means father. So we know it as Abba, Father. And this name, of all the 10 names that we're going to look at, this number 3 one, is the most intimate name. It's the name that brings us in relationship to the Almighty. It's one thing to know that he's Almighty. It's one thing to know that he submits to nobody else. He's the Lord of all. But it's another thing to know that he is your Father. Isn't that incredible? Listen. So the verse in Galatians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 says, because you are sons and daughters, of course, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, and the Spirit calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you an heir. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? We need to listen to some of this stuff. We say, who am I? I tell you who you are. Listen. You are the son of Almighty God, a daughter of Almighty God. And not only are you a son or daughter, but you've been made an heir. That means all that he has is yours. He'll share it with you. His abundance becomes yours. We need to listen to the name Abba. So what does it mean to you when you listen? And I say to you, God is your Abba, Father. It takes away, doesn't it, some of those things to say, I don't know who I am. You do know who you are. Abba, Father. You say, oh, I'm lonely. Nobody cares for me. It's not true. Abba, Father loves you. The intimacy of God himself. Are you listening? No? Are you listening? We've got to listen to Elohim. We've got to listen to Yahweh. We've got to listen to him. He's Almighty, and he's not second fiddle to anybody, but you've got to listen. He is your Abba, Father. He is your Father. And number 4 name of these 10 is El Elyon. That's E-L-Y. It's up there for you, I think, coming up anyhow. This name means God the Most High. Sounds a bit like Elohim, but there's a difference. It's the Most High, and there is no other God beside him. So, you know, the Bible talks about gods, and the Bible says it like this. He's the King of Kings. It recognizes that there are other kings, but he's the Most High. He is the Lord of Lords. He recognizes that there are other authorities, but he's the Most High. And we need to get that inside our hearts. So he's the Most High. He's the Most High as far as you're concerned. You are the Son of the Most High. There's nobody that's second. He's not second to anybody. He's the Most High. Psalm 7:17 says this, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Most High. The Most High there is El Elyon. He's the Most High. He's not in competition. Rachel was telling you in a few weeks' time we're going to have a sports day. There'll be one winner and a lot of losers. I'll be on the losing side. But I want to tell you, I'm on the winning side today. And so are you. Your Father, your God, the Almighty God, is the God who is the Most High. That word, Most High, speaks of his exaltation. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Why? Because he is the Most High. Who is like unto him? There is none that is like unto you. The Bible talks about there is none. Why? Because he is the Most High. Hallelujah. Speak it with me. Most High. Make him the Most High in your life. If you'll only listen, listen. Listen, God is speaking and saying to you, I am the Most High. Don't lift trouble higher than him. Don't lift pain higher than him. Don't lift the devil higher than him. Don't lift yourself higher than him. Don't lift anybody, anything higher than him. He is the Most High. Listen to the name El Elyon, because he is far. We sing it, don't we? Far above all, far above all. He is the Most High. Hallelujah. Number five of these 10 names, El Roy. And this name means the God who sees me. El Roy. If your name is Roy, this is a funny spelling of it, but that's how you say it, El Roy. The name means the God who sees me. How many of you have ever been somewhere and you thought you were invisible as far as everybody else is concerned? Nobody noticed me. Nobody saw me. It's like I don't exist. Well, I want to tell you something. God sees you. God knows you. He knows where you've come from. He knows where you're at right now, and he knows your future. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows the whole thing about you. Why? Because he is the El Roy. Listen. Listen. God has got something to say, and he's saying to you, I am your El Roy. I am seeing. I know all about it. Our God is not a dead piece of wood. He's not an idol stood on some plinth somewhere. He's a loving Father. That's what we were just talking about. Abba, Father, who sees you. Now, in the Old Testament, I haven't really got time to tell the story. You remember the lady Hagar, and it wasn't a great story. And in the end, she had to run away to the desert for no fault of her own, really. And she felt hurt. She felt betrayed. It was one of the toughest times in this lady's life. We often talk about the guy in this story, but we don't think too much about Hagar. But she was having a really tough time. You go and read it for yourself. But and she cried out to God, and she said, "Oh God, what's happening here?" And God came and spoke to her. Why? Because God saw her running away into the desert. After she felt betrayed, after she felt rejected in this whole thing, in Genesis 16, 13, Hagar gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." And she said, "I have now seen the God who sees me." I want to tell you something today. God sees you. God knows you. He knows where you are right now. He knows what you left at home. He knows what you're going to go back to when you get back home. He knows what you left at work on Friday. He knows what you're going to go back to work on Monday. He knows that you've got no work. He knows about your finances. He knows about the troubles in your family. He knows about the anxious thoughts that you have in your bed at night. He knows about the worries that you have about your health. He knows about everything. Why? Because he sees. What's going on? He is not a God who does not understand, who does not see, who's not touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He knows. Sat right there at home. I want to tell you something. I can't see you, but you can see me. But God is seeing you right now. God is watching you right where you are at home, or wherever you happen to be watching me. God is the God who sees. He's seeing you. He's connecting with you right now. And for us here in this first service, God is seeing you. Listen to the name El Roy. God sees you. And we need to listen. Listen to the voice. Listen. God has got something to say. And what's he saying? He's saying it through his name. So he said it through his name. He's the Almighty God. He said it through the name, if you like, that he is Yahweh. He's the Lord. He said it through his name. I'm your Father. He's saying it through his name. I'm the Most High. He's saying something to you through his name. I'm El Roy. I'm involved. I see it. I've got my eyes wide open. Listen. The Bible says in another place, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never close my eyes on you. I'll never turn away from you. Why? Because he sees you. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you're going through right now, he knows. He's seen it. He knows all about it. Sometimes when we pray, we say things to God like we think he can't see us. Oh, Lord, I don't know if you know, but I'm having a tough time. It's okay. He knows. He sees it. Number six, El Shaddai, is coming to one or two maybe more popular names of God that people know about. El Shaddai, well, the word El Shaddai means God Almighty. In Psalm 91, verse 1, it uses two different of these words. It says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High." Now you know that is El Elyon. That's what it says. Most High, it's capital M, capital High, capital H. That means it's the name of God. "If you are dwelling in the Most High, then you will rest in the shadow of the Almighty, El Shaddai." It's in that order. We've got to come and we've got to we've got a shelter in the Most High. Come, if you're in a storm, shelter in the Most High. There's no better place to be than in the presence of God. And then you can rest. I love that word, don't you? Rest. A lot of struggle goes on in life. Maybe you've had a lot of struggles. You feel tired in the midst. It's okay. You can rest in the shadow of the El Shaddai, the Almighty of God. The El Shaddai means safety to us. It's rest in the shadow. It's being under His care. It's being under His protection. It means that we're in the care of somebody who sees all things, who knows all things, and has the ability, because He's the Most High, to be able to sort out problems for us. Are you listening? Are you listening to the El Shaddai? The Almighty God is your God. Listen, El, I speak it out of you. El Shaddai, the Almighty God is with you. Why in the world do we panic and stress and strain and feel like we've got to sort it all out ourselves when if we only listened, we would hear God saying something to us. Number 7, Jehovah Jireh. Oh yeah, I know this one. Yes! I love, when were you going to get to this one? Because this means provider. That's what it means, that the Lord will provide. Why worry when God will provide everything? Of course, God says we need to work and all those sort of things, but there is nothing too difficult for God. You know, there's nothing too big in your financial or your need list right now that is too big for Him. He is Jehovah Jireh. Abraham, if you remember, was having a difficult time. He'd prayed and believed for a son, and now, you know, he was going to have to sacrifice him. We talked about it a couple of times just recently, and he was prepared to do it. And then we come up with this verse in Genesis 22:14, when Abraham was lifting the knife and he was ready to make the sacrifice of the gift of God actually to him. God spoke to him and said, no, it's okay. I've prepared a ram in the thicket. Go and use that. It's not your son. And so Abraham called, it says in verse 14, that place, the Lord will provide. Or basically he's saying, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. Come on, say it with me. Jehovah. Listen, what are you saying? If you speak out the name of the Lord, you're saying, He's my provider. So you can't say, Jehovah Jireh. How many of you know that song? My provider, His grace is sufficient for. I haven't got the time, or else I want to go and play it. I haven't got the time. Jehovah Jireh. Don't sing the song or say the word Jehovah Jireh and then say, I don't know, I'm going to make ends meet. Jehovah Jireh says you'll make ends meet. So I don't know, but I haven't got the... No, if Jehovah Jireh is on your case, I want to tell you something. He's on your case at home. He's on your case at the building. He's on my case right now. He is our Jehovah Jireh. Listen to what the name is. Jehovah Jireh. God is your provider. So don't worry. Don't be anxious. Don't look to another way to make it all work out. Look to your miracle provision that comes from the hand of the Lord, because He is Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. Are you getting something? Okay, 3 of us are. You know, don't be afraid to agree with the Word of God. I'm not asking you to agree with me. I'm asking you to agree with the Word of God, because this is Bible. This is that's who He says He is. Who He says He is makes the big difference about who you will say you are. You know, we need to understand it. Number 9, penultimate one, Jehovah Rapha. Now, the name means the Lord who heals you. When you're sick, you're really glad to know His name. You know, we need to listen. You know, when we feel sick, we're not very well, the doctor just told us something, or we think we ought to go and see the doctor, you know, and it's a good idea to go and see the doctor. I know we've got some doctors here this morning and some watching us, so it's a good idea to go and see the doctor. Yeah, but I thank God for Dr. Jesus. Hallelujah. He comes and He says, I am the Lord who heals you. Sickness, disease, emotional, mental distress, heartbrokenness, no matter what it is, God has made a way for you to be whole, to be healed, to be strengthened, to be restored, that you might be in health and that it might go well for you. Why? Because He is your Jehovah Rapha. In Exodus 15:26, He says, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commands and keep all His decrees, there's quite a few ifs there, isn't there? Then I will not bring any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord Jehovah Rapha. Oh, I want to speak to you. Listen, Jehovah Rapha. Listen, he's the Lord who heals you. You've not been feeling very well. Somebody that you love has not been very well. Somebody, a member of your family, let's speak out the word Jehovah Rapha. Listen, God has got something to say. He is the Lord that heals you. Never put miracles like, oh, those were just for Bible days. I believe miracles are for nowadays. I believe they are for today. I believe that they are for the days in which we are living. He is your Jehovah Rapha. The doctors will scratch their head and they will write down in your notes an unexplainable something, but I want to tell you something. We can't explain it either, but we give all the glory to Jesus because we say He is our Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord who heals us, which is why the Bible says we should lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, because He is the Lord that heals us. Listen to the name. Listen right now. I'm even going to speak to you and say, listen right now. Healing is coming to you right where you are, not in some sort of crazy sensational, just in a very real way. A woman stretched out her hand, touched the hem of his garment. She was healed. You know, miracle after miracle after miracle. The New Testament's full of them. And I want our history when it's written to be full of them as well. Because he is our Jehovah Rapha. And finally, and number 10, Jehovah Shalom. This means the Lord is peace. But it's much more than just, oh, I could do with a bit of peace and quiet. It's not peace like that. It's talking about the real peace that God secures when we know it is well with my soul. It's a peace of mind. It's a peace of soul. It's a peace that brings us into a place of being secure, of knowing the fullness of God's prosperity in our life. Gideon was surrounded by his enemies. And again, I wish I had the time to tell all these stories, but it was not going well for Gideon and the children of Israel at that time. But then God showed up. Hallelujah. Are you glad that God shows up in your life? He's showing up right now, which is why he's saying to you, listen, listen to me. In Judges chapter 6, verse 22 and 23, it says, but the Lord said to Gideon, peace, shalom. Do not be afraid. You are not going to die. That's good news, huh? So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there, and he called it, the Lord is shalom. The Lord is peace. You know, maybe you need to build an altar to the Lord today inside your heart and mind and say, the Lord is my peace. Maybe you've been troubled. Maybe you've been anxious. Maybe, you know, it's like, well, if only this sorted out and that sorted out. I want to tell you something. You can have your peace a long time before that gets sorted out. Why? Because God is sorted out. And he is your peace. We need to listen as I speak it out. Shalom. The shalom of God wants to come and bring you peace. Peace I give to you. Peace I leave to you. We need to listen to the name. And then, of course, finally, we could talk about the name of Jesus, couldn't we? And he is all of those. He is all of those. He is the Almighty God, isn't he? He is the Most High. He is our healer. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. Jesus, name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. God has given him a name which is above every name. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, God has got something to say. And what God has got to say to you today and to me today is this. I am Elohim. I'm Almighty God. He is Yahweh. He answers to nobody else. He is Abba, your Father. He wants to say to you, I am your El Elyon, which means I'm the Most High. Nothing else can touch me. He is your El Roy, which means he sees you. He knows everything about you. He is your El Shaddai. He is the Almighty God, and his arm is outstretched towards you. He is Jehovah Jireh for you, your provider. He is Jehovah Nissi, which means, oh, I missed that one out. Did I? Did I get that? I missed one out. He is your Jehovah Nissi, which means he is your banner. Which means that when you go out, you're going to get a very quick one of this. When you go out to war and he holds up his banner, the battle is the Lord's and the victory is yours. Is that all right? He is the banner, Exodus 17:15, if you're writing verses down. The Lord is my banner, for hands were lifted up to the throne of the Lord. I missed out number 8. Number 9 was Jehovah Rapha, who is the Lord who heals you. Number 10 was Jehovah Shalom. He is your peace. Listen. listen to who God is. And when you know who God is, you'll find out who you are. And you're blessed. Come on, let's stand together in the presence of the Lord just a moment. Would you join me standing? Let's honor God just for a moment, or standing in His presence. Why don't you just say to God, speak to me, Lord. We're not going to sing a song right now. We're just going to take a moment to begin a new journey of listening. Why don't you say to God, God, I'm going to talk a bit less and listen a bit more. Which of these names means something to you today? Which of these names spoke to you? Lord, I come to you. Oh God, we come to you. Come to you and we say, speak, Lord. Let your word grip our hearts. Maybe you need to come to know Jesus as your Savior today to become a Christian. Maybe you're sat at home and you think, I'm not even sure I'm a Christian. Or maybe you're in the building and you think, I'm not even sure I'm a Christian. It's your day to find the salvation in the name of Jesus. Maybe you're sick. There's healing in the name. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I pray that you will have spoken to our hearts and that we will be listeners of your word and then doers of your word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just take 1 minute. Just stand in his presence and say, Lord, I'm going to listen. This week, I'm going to listen. Starting today, I'm going to listen more. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. I am going to have an ear to hear what the Spirit says. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're a speaking God. You're not dead, but you're alive. Oh, we rejoice that you are with us and that you speak to us. In Jesus' name.